Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Bishop Council Ned II. Council Ned is a rector at the St. Albans Anglican Church in Pine Grove Mills, Pennsylvania. If it's any more Heartland America, Flyover America, Main Street America, how could it be more? How could Pine Grove Mills, Pennsylvania be? Could that's got to be the heart of America. Council.
It really is a beautiful place.
Isn't that a great name? I love that name. That's what the people on the East Coast and West Coast, that's they call you, people like you and me, Flyover America. We live in places like that. Like Dime Box, Texas, and places like Turkey Trot, Kentucky or something like that.
Right.
Hey, okay, so folks, we're talking about a little controversial issue about should we be armed in church? That's one of the things that we're thinking about. I'd like to ask you, as a minister and as someone who's a leader in the community, you're also a constable. Obviously, you're in the with your devotion to policy and try to make things right. You live your life as a leader, counsel, and I admire you for that, and I applaud you for that. But as someone who thinks about those things, how have we gotten to this point? This didn't happen.
Well, I think
this didn't happen in Ozzie and Harriet land.
No, it didn't happen in Ozzie and Harriet land. And the big difference is that, you know, we currently live in a world where there's no value placed on sacred space or anything being sacred.
Well, obviously, so I mean, the media does this. I mean, the even life is not sacred. I mean, to on many levels, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing's sacred anymore. So I'll give you an example. So when my parish was established in the mid-70s, you know, the church made the decision to leave the doors unlocked. So the church was open literally 24 hours a day. If anybody from the church or the community wanted to go in and pray and worship or meditate or just, you know, even get out of the cold, they could do that. About 5 years ago, we decided to start locking the doors because some kids were coming in.
Right.
You know, there was a period in time until not too long ago where, you know, there were just some things you just didn't do. And you know,
but do you think where we are right now is because we've taken God out of our life and out of our secular life? I mean,
do you think
Christianity is being persecuted right now? Do you think Christianity is on the decline in America?
Well, I mean, yes, we've taken God out of our lives. We've taken God out of the public sphere. But, you know, and Christianity is being persecuted. You might not see it.
It's happening.
In the same way that you see it, say, in places like Egypt or places in the Middle East, where, you know, a few years ago they were literally crucifying Christians. But, yes, Christianity is not in vogue anymore. But taking it a step further, there's literally nothing sacred to anybody.
We've lost our institutions. You're right about that. And so the wages of all that, some of the wages of all that is people are needing to feel like they should be armed in church. Is that not a wake up call? Is that not the sign of the apocalypse when that happens? Almost, counsel. I mean, why doesn't even people who are not churchgoers, why don't they look around and say, okay, we used to have church. We used to have religions popping up here and there. You know, you could read scripture in a classroom. You could say a prayer before a ball game, et cetera, et cetera. And we didn't have people shooting up churches in those days. Now we've taken that out, and when people are shooting up churches, let's connect the dots. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think you're right, and I think you're on to something there. There's an obvious correlation and an obvious connection between all of those things. You know, there's just, yeah, it just really bothers me the fact that, We live in a world where we do have to worry about such things.
We've lost the bearing. We've lost our way in America. We've lost the bearing of how we were founded. I've got a friend who's an atheist, but he was not an atheist. He was a Christian most of his life. He became an atheist, and I said, "Okay, that's fine. If you don't want to believe, that's up to you. I respect that. We'll still be friends." But then he starts coming at me with his atheism.
Right.
He's not just an atheist. He's an advocate against Christianity. Right. Overnight, he flipped over.
Yeah. That's sad. But also, you know, as Christians, we have an obligation to be able to explain our faith.
Yep.
And in order to be able to do that effectively, we need to make sure that we spend as much time in Scripture and prayer discerning what's in Scripture so that we can then explain it and teach it to other people and share the good news that we know.
Well, all I can say is the world is more coarse and ugly and less safe in a country where we've gotten rid of any vestige of religion, any of faith in our country. The more we've done that, the coarser and the less safe our country's become. And that ought to be a dot connecting moment for folks.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So I need your website again, please.
Yeah, so you can find me at www.project21.org. Or if your people follow Twitter, spend some time on Twitter at Bishop Ned, BISHOPNEDD.
Counselor, will you come back? You got more to teach us. I'd like to have you on the show.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd love to come back sometime.
All right, thank you for being here. Keep up the leadership. I'm proud of you.
All right, and you have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back. I don't know why they
don't Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.